Hello everyone, this is Mallory Flowers on behalf of Jennifer Schaus and Associates. We are coming to you live from Washington, D.C. and welcome to our webinar Wednesday series. Our webinars are held every Wednesday in 2018 at 12 p.m. and 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and our speakers range from accountants to attorneys and other industry professionals. Full schedule for the rest of the year is on our website underneath the webinar tab. In the interest of time, we do not take questions, and our speakers' contact info is posted on the last slide. So if you have any questions, please contact the speaker directly. The recordings are on our website underneath the archived webinar tab as well as on our YouTube channel. And this is just a quick blurb about us. Jennifer Schaus and Associates is based in downtown Washington, D.C., and we help both product and service companies with federal contracting. Our clients are domestic and foreign, defense contractors and civilian, and our services range from market analysis reports to contract vehicles, including the GSA schedule. We can also help you with proposal writing and post-award contract administration. More information about our services and upcoming events can be found on our website. And these are a few upcoming events that you can find more information on the links or on our website. We now offer advertising in our weekly newsletter or in our 2019 webinar Wednesday series, so you can email me for more information. All right, so we're going to go ahead and dig into today's presentation, which is understanding the GSA price reduction clause. And Mark Amadeo is our speaker today, and you can learn more about his background on this slide. I'm going to go ahead and over to you.
Thanks, Mallory. So today we are going to talk about the price reduction clause. And this clause can be found in the General Services Administration Regulation 552.23875. And in general terms, it requires a contractor to reduce prices to the government whenever the contractor reduces prices to certain of its other customers. And this clause is routinely inserted into GSA schedule contracts. But in 2016, the GSA introduced a pilot program that basically gutted the key provisions of the clause for companies and GSA schedule contracts that are part of a pilot program. And we'll touch on that rule change later on in the presentation. Next slide, please. But it makes sense for us to understand why it's ever inserted into a GSA contract in the first place. So if you look at FAR's description of the Federal Supply Schedule Program, which is another name for the GSA Schedule Program, under FAR 8.402, it says that the FSS program is a simplified process for obtaining commercial supplies and services at prices that are associated with volume buying. And so it's this last part, at prices associated with volume buying, that underpins a lot of the pricing requirements for GSA schedule contracts. So this description in 8.402, it summarizes the deal that GSA schedule contractors make with the government. So in exchange for getting that GSA schedule contract, and being a listed vendor and having access to the lucrative federal market, contractors are expected to offer volume pricing. And as anyone who buys in bulk knows, volume pricing means at volume discount pricing. So the price reduction clause is the enforcement mechanism that the government inserts into GSA contracts to make sure that it's getting this volume or discount pricing. Next slide, please. So this slide may be familiar if you've seen our webinar on competition under GSA schedules, which goes into the ordering process that agencies follow when they issue orders under GSA schedule contracts. And it summarizes generally the process for getting a GSA schedule contract. So as you can see, when a contractor prepares its proposal to get a GSA schedule contract, it submits a number of items that are related to its pricing and its sales practices with respect to other commercial customers. And that information includes commercial sales practice disclosures and the commercial price list or catalog, generally information on the prices and discounts that the contractor already offers to its commercial clients. But the discount to the government, it gets locked down at the end of the process during the pricing negotiations with the GSA's contracting officer. Next slide, please. So the price reduction clause explains how that volume discount is measured or benchmarked. And the price reduction clause says that before there's a contract award, the contracting officer and the contractor have to agree to two things. First, which customer or customers will be the basis of award or BOA? And second, what's the government's pricing or discount relationship to these BOA customers or category of customers? So the selection of the BOA customer or category of customers is something that the government and the contractor negotiate over. And the BOA customer typically is supposed to be the customer or customer class that most resembles the purchasing habits of the federal government for the particular product or services that are being sold under the contract. So contractors should think carefully when they select and negotiate over who the BOA customers will be, because the government's discount is going to be measured against the discount that the contractor gives to these BOA customers. And the comparison of the discount that's offered to the government with the discount that's offered to BOA customers is called the discount relationship. So you can think of the discount relationship as the spread between the pricing that's offered to the government and the pricing that's offered to BOA customers. And one last thing to note is that this discount relationship or spread has to be maintained throughout the contract period. And it's this last requirement, maintaining a consistent discount relationship. It's this requirement that requires contractors to constantly track their pricing to BOA customers. Next slide, please. So in tracking BOA customers, contractors have to be mindful of any price reductions to BOA customers. So the price reduction clause defines what a price reduction is. And it states that a price reduction is any change in the contractor's commercial pricing or discount arrangement that is applicable to the customer or a category of customers that are identified as BOA customers, which disturbs the discount relationship with the government. In other words, what if it changes the spread in the pricing with the government? Next slide, please. So this slide gives an example of a price reduction. So here, let's say we've got, for a given product, a contractor offers BOA customers a 20% discount off its retail or commercial catalog price. And in negotiating with GSA, the contractor agrees to offer the government a 25% discount off retail or catalog pricing. Well, in that instance, we have a 5% spread or discount relationship between the government pricing and BOA pricing. Well, if the contractor suddenly offers its BOA customers a greater discount, let's say 22% off retail or catalog pricing, you can see that the relationship or spread has shrunk. And now the spread between the BOA discount and the government discount is only 3%. Next slide, please. So if the price reduction clause is part of a GSA contract, what happens if there's a price reduction? Well, if there's a price reduction to BOA customers, the contractor must offer the government the same price reduction with the same effective date and for the same time period as the reduction was offered to the BOA customers. Next slide, please. So getting back to our example, the contractor is going to have to reduce pricing under its GSA schedule contract to get that discount relationship back up to where it was before it increased its discount to BOA customers. So in this example, as we said, the spread or discount relationship was 5% before the contractor changed its pricing to BOA customers. So now, after offering the new price to BOA customers, the contractor is going to have to reduce its pricing to the government. And here it can do this by boosting the discount to 27% off retail or catalog pricing. And when it does that, the discount relationship or spread is restored back to 5%. Next slide, please. Now, there are four exceptions to pricing reduction. In other words, changes to prices that a contractor offers in four circumstances will never trigger the corresponding price reduction requirement on sales to the government under the GSA schedule contract. First, changes in pricing for firm fixed price contracts with a definite quantity that exceeds the maximum order under the schedule contract. And then the second circumstance are it would be changes in pricing to other federal agencies. And the third circumstance is changes in pricing for sales under the schedule contract that are made to organizations that are listed in GSAR 552-238-78 when those organizations are part of the BOA customer group. And the organizations that are listed under GSAR 552-238-78, they include entities like the DC government and tribal governments. And then the fourth circumstance is when the change in the sale price is the result of an error in billing or quotation, provided that adequate documentation of the error is provided to the contracting officer. Next slide, please. So, if there is a price reduction, in order for the government to make sure that it gets its corresponding price reduction, it has to get notice. So, the price reduction clause imposes a mandatory reporting requirement on government contractors. And that requirement is that during the life of the contract, the contractor must report all price reductions that are made to BOA customers or BOA categories of customers. And contractors also must include an explanation of how or why those price reductions were made. Now, contractors have a deadline to notify the government of these pricing reductions or discounts. And specifically, they have until 15 days after the effective date of the discount to notify the government. Next slide, please. So we saw that the pricing reduction clause defines a price reduction as a change in the relationship or spread in the pricing between the government and BOA customers. So if there's a special discount that's offered to BOA customers that changes the relationship, that's going to trigger a requirement under the price reduction clause to reduce the prices for sales to the government under the contract. Well, there are two other kinds of pricing changes that will trigger the requirement to give the government a pricing reduction. And these two pricing changes relate to the pricing information that the contractor provided to the government in its proposals that we talked about earlier, namely the catalog or price lists or schedules that the contractor submitted and that the government presumably relied on to award the GSA schedule contract. And this can happen, for example, if the contractor finds a new supplier, or if there's some new kind of manufacturing efficiency, and these changes reduce the cost and allow the contractor to become more competitive and slash prices across the board. Well, if the contractor reduces the pricing on its commercial catalog or price list, or if it offers customers a more favorable discount than the pricing that's in the catalog or price list, the contractor is going to have to make corresponding reductions in prices on orders from the government under the schedule contract. Next slide, please. So there are some best practices that contractors can implement to avoid inadvertently triggering the price reductions under the price reduction clause. And one thing that contractors can do is maintain control over and monitor the statements or representations that they make, often in advertisements, about its pricing. The second thing that contractors can do is require extra approval of any pricing changes to its BOA customers. And then another thing that contractors can do is to track all the sales to BOA customers to make sure that the products or services sold to them are in line with the discounted products or services they said they were going to offer. And then four, contractors can train their sales staff about the price reduction clause so that they're sensitive to these pricing issues when they submit their bids or quotes on sales calls. And then lastly, and this is not really to avoid the price reductions altogether, but rather to make sure that they don't remain permanent. And that is to document and be ready to explain to the government when price reductions to BOA customers are temporary or limited time offers. Now, the government is only entitled to a price reduction for the same time period that it is offered to BOA customers. So if special discounts are given to BOA customers and they're temporary, it should be well documented, and contractors should be prepared to explain this to the government. Next slide, please. So the last thing we're going to talk about is the future of the price reduction clause. Now, in June 2016, GSA issued a new regulation that reflected GSA's intention to drastically reduce or eliminate the use of the price reduction clause. And this 2016 regulation really signals a fundamental shift in the government's understanding of the value that it gets when it buys from GSA schedule contractors. And this shift is really a part of a more broader category management strategy for government procurement. So we started today's discussion talking about the stated goal of the government, which is to obtain volume pricing. And the government's assumption under the price reduction clause is that it's getting this kind of pricing when a vendor offers the government at least as good of a deal as the vendor offers to its other customers. But as you can see, this is kind of like a silo or vertical approach, where the government focuses only on one vendor and the pricing strategy of that one vendor with regard to its customers. Well, in the 2016 regulation, GSA made it clear that it wants to move away from that model, when it negotiates pricing with GSA schedule contractors. And the GSA instead wants to move to a more horizontal approach or model where it negotiates pricing based on the pricing of multiple vendors that sell the same or similar products or services. So by viewing the market across a bunch of vendors, the GSA thinks that it can derive better value during the negotiation phase. So in the 2016 regulation, it rolled out a pilot program for eight schedules. And under the program, contractors were given an incentive or reward for providing their pricing data to the government under a revised transactional data reporting clause. And in return, contractors were relieved from the price tracking and re reporting requirements of the price reduction clause. Now, the implementation of the pilot program has been a little bit messy. At first, it was mandatory for some GSA schedules, and then it was changed to voluntary participation. But nevertheless, although the price reduction clause is a present reality for many contractors, and contractors need to understand the clause, what seems clear is that someday, if the GSA has its way, it won't be a reality for most GSA contractors. Well, that's all I have for my presentation. Thanks everyone again for joining us. And if you have any questions, my information is up there on the last slide, so please don't hesitate to contact me.
Thank you, Mark. That was a lot of great information, and thank you for sharing your time with us today, and thank you for everybody who joined us. If you have any questions for him, please contact him directly with the information you see on your screen. Next Wednesday, we are hosting webinars every 30 minutes from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., so join us then. Thank you, everybody.